Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
One of the highlights of that unbelievable gala that Tunnel to Towers put on at the Marriott Marquis on Friday night, honoring my dear friend, so deserved, John and Margot Katsimatidis. Lee Greenwood sang that song at that event on Friday. Also sang happy birthday to Margot Katsimatidis. And as I told you a couple of times already this morning, what a night. Judge Jeanine Pirro MC did a great job. I was on stage. Rita Cosby, Chad Lopez, our courageous leader. He served. He was there. Leslie Slender did a great job. 1,200 folks, just so emotional. And the man, of course, that started it all when he lost his beautiful brother, Stephen Siller, on 9/11, is joining me right now. The face of Tunnel to Towers, a great American, my friend Frank Siller. Good morning, Frank. How are you, pal?
Good morning, Sid. And it was a beautiful night. We honored so many heroes, those who made the ultimate sacrifice and their families that were with us. A lot of Gold Star families, and you saw the catastrophically injured service members that were there. But, you know, we honor them all, whether they were there or not. You know, we can't forget what happened after September 11, 2001, where we lost 7,072 to date men and women that served our country to protect us over here. But it was a great night, and you were fantastic. And
thank you.
We played that clip, of course, of your buddy, Bernard, you know, McGurk. I mean, it was just a beautiful tribute. Your words were beautiful, and it was all around a great night.
It was, and thank you so much for that. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, for folks that don't know, of course, everybody loves and misses Bernard. The very first ever Bernard McGurk Memorial Award, and you guys gave that to me, which undeserved, but so appreciated and so humbled by that moment. So thank you so much for that. I tell you, at one point, Frank, I read off a bunch of names of folks, heroes who passed away, and for some of these folks, their husband and or wives were in the audience. And long after I finished reading those names, maybe an hour later, I was sitting having dinner with Rudy and Andrew Giuliani, and some really beautiful lady came running over to me, and she grabbed me and said, "You're Sid," and she looked at me, and she started to get choked up, and she said, "Thank you for reading my husband's name." That's all I did. And she gave me a big kiss and hugged me, and it was such an emotional moment. And again, all I did, Frank, was read her husband's name, but she was so honored. I thought that was such a beautiful moment, and that really represented what the night was all about.
Yeah, and listen, and this is what it means to these families, that their loved ones have a legacy, and they're not forgotten, and they continue to be honored. Look, we pay off their mortgages. Every single Gold Star widow that we meet that have young kids, young families, we pay off their mortgages. They're fully appreciative of it. You know the pressure that takes off a family. But we also honor their loved ones, not just that first time we do it and we read their names, but always, always. I mean, at the run every year, Tunnel to Towers Run, which is always the last Sunday in September, we carry banners once again, because she was a Gold Star family, a widow, and we carried the banners of every Gold Star widow service member who died in the line of duty, or like I said before, 7,072 of them, at the run. There's a picture of them. We have ROTC and different members of our military that retired, et cetera, that hold these banners up. That's nearly a mile long, shoulder to shoulder, of all these pictures. So they're appreciative of that.
They really are. So tell the folks, there's so many people you can honor, obviously, during these events. And you know, of course, Frank, that I go to Brooklyn every year, September the 10th, the day before that 9/11 day, to honor your brother, who happens to be on the Wall of Remembrance. My friend Sal, your friend Sal, out of New Jersey, built that beautiful wall. And Stephen is on that wall with hundreds of others. Those are just the folks that died from Brooklyn. But there's so many folks you can honor. On this night, you honored two very deserved people and two people I happen to love dearly, John and Margot Katsimatidis. Why them, besides the obvious?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because they love America. And they're the, and they're epitome of the American dream. I mean, you know, like I said, Friday night, that they came here and they worked hard and they are living the American dream. And their kids have picked up the torch of their, and not just that they're successful, it's what they do with their success. It's so many people, so many organizations that they help, and they most certainly help. You know, our American heroes and their families, and they helped the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. John's been helping us for years, the Tunnel to Towers, and I felt we did as a board. We voted last year that we'd like to honor John and Margot, and it just so happened it was Margot's birthday.
Unbelievable.
That night.
I know.
So, yeah, it was unbelievable.
It was
so it turned out great, and it was a great celebration. Hey, look. We got to honor, we got to remember, you know, it's sad, but we also have to celebrate the lives of all these great heroes. We can't walk around in a bad, feel sorry for ourselves or being angry all the time. No, we have to take their sacrifice and do good with it. And that's what the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is all about.
Well, you picked two great people. I couldn't think of a better choice. And you're right about John and Margot, whether it's Tunnel to Towers or the PAL or the thousands of other places they give money to. And their two kids, both great kids, John Jr. and AJ. But I want to bring you back to what you said moments ago about a celebration. So there was a really uncomfortable moment for me, Frank, when I first got there. I saw these five ladies by themselves, and they were kind of taking pictures. This was at the cocktail hour before the reception even started, you know. And very attractive young ladies taking pictures, and I'm watching them, and I don't see a man anywhere, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. So you know me. I walk over. I go, hey, nice to meet you. I go, where are your men? Where are your husbands? And one of them looks at me and says, well, he died. He got killed in Afghanistan. And I wanted to go home right then, by the way, Frank. I wanted to go home right there. I said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And the girl standing next to her, she also lost her husband in Afghanistan. They between the two of them, they've got five children. And I have to tell you, all night long, they were super laughing, clapping for me, thrilled to death. They met me, followed me on Instagram. So here I am going, where are your men? They both got killed in the line of duty, and these ladies could not have been sweeter. I thought that was another indication of how thankful these people are, Frank.
Well, you know, I think you really expressed right there that what, once again, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is trying to do. What we're trying to do is to honor these families, and we pay off their mortgages, but we also want to bring all these families together so they come out the other side. And look, for instance, we had about 25 fallen first responder widows there on Friday night. We had the 35, 40 Gold Star families. We had another 20 catastrophically injured service members and their families. But the idea is to bring them together so they heal together. That's why we're building a village in Lando Lakes, Florida, right outside of Tampa, for 100. We're building 100 homes. So a lot of these families relocate. They go down to Florida. We have a rec center for them. We have this community for them to be together so they heal together. Now, obviously, we can't do that every time we have a new 100 of these great families that lost somebody, because there's thousands upon thousands of them. But we're trying to do as many as we possibly can to bring them together. And that's why at the run every year, I mentioned the Tunnel to Towers run again, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these families that come in and we celebrate their loved ones. And it's just important part of what we do is to make sure they heal and that they realize their loved one's not forgotten. And then they're there for the next one. I can't tell you how many. This is incredible. How many start their own little foundations.
Uh-huh.
They honor their loved ones, and they raise money, and they give it to Tunnel to Towers honor of their loved one, so we help another family.
Wow, that is great synergy. That is great synergy right there, Frank. And again, 1,200 people on a Friday night in New York City, 20-plus years after that tragic day, just goes to show you how good New Yorkers are, how good Americans are. Those two ladies, by the way, are not from here. One was from Ohio. One was from Pennsylvania. But no one forgot, and it was quite an event. So moving forward, Frank, for folks that want to continue to donate, it's not a lot of money. In fact, it's not much at all for what you guys do, paying off mortgages, building homes. Quickly, how do they do that? What's the best way?
Go to t2t.org, $11 a month. That's all we ask. Most people can do that, and that $11 can change these families' lives. We all come together as Americans. I want to mention one last thing with 77 WABC Radio. We're doing a radiothon with you, on December 15th from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. I can't wait to do it. We're going to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for these families. You guys are unbelievable. Sid, thank you for your great support. John and Margo, unbelievable human beings. I can't thank them for this enough for their support. And so all you ready. Rita Cosby, like I said, Judge Jeanine was off the charts.
She was great.
Did such a beautiful job, and she's a great supporter of our foundation. So once again, T2T.org, $11 a month.
I'm glad you brought up the radiothon, folks. That comes your way a week from Friday, December the 15th. And I'm going to host all 6 hours, six-hour duty from me that day, 6 a.m. to noon. Coming up Friday, December the 15th, the radiothon for Tunnel to Towers, and I couldn't think of a better cause. And I will do my best to make sure we raise all the money you want to. Frank, you're a hero. I'm proud of you. I'm proud to be your friend. New York loves you. America loves you. Take a bow for Friday night, Frank. That was amazing stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Frank Siller right there, Tunnel to Towers. And again, that was quite an event on Friday night, and we are going to do the radiothon coming up on December the 15th, 6 hours with me, 6 a.m. to noon, your chance to help out with these folks.